Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning, and it's been quite a morning so far.
Sure has. Well, one of the things that we've seen in this election cycle, looking at the local scene, is that younger members of the established parties have a different take on things than we've gotten used to with those parties. Yeah?
And it may be more than just, you know, generational, you know, it's from one generation to another where you always say, well, young people have a different idea.
Yeah.
But we're going to explore a little bit of that this morning. Now, today, Arizona, Utah, and Idaho are holding their primaries. Other far west states, Alaska, Washington, and Hawaii, will caucus on Saturday. Democrats only in the latter two states. In our state, how Hawaii's 34 delegates will be split in the Democratic Party presidential preference poll, or caucus to you and me, that could be a source of anxiety for some younger members polled by arguments for and against Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. To get a temperature check, Representative Takashi Ono, who also chairs a bipartisan coalition of legislators under 35, he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, folks.
Well, this morning, when we obviously have so much news, what's happening in Europe, but yet watching that played against what's happening in our world of democracy, particularly in the United States, and what we'll be experiencing as we move through the next many months, is seemingly almost, you know, more poignant. And looking specifically for Hawaii on Saturday, with those people that you talk to who are 35 and under, that leading bellwether group of millennials, are they feeling any different push or pull based on world events and based on where they are in their lives now?
Well, I think the actions of today in Brussels and earlier this year in France certainly are things that everyone, regardless of your age, is very important to. I don't know if whether foreign policy may play a larger part for some of my peers who are going to be voting in the coming preferential poll this Saturday. But I do think that all of them are going to be, they do take this, the chance of voting. They may be a first-time voter or a second-time voter. They do take that very seriously, and I do think that, I do respect that, and I'm glad that they take the time and effort to really dig down into the details and find out what their candidates stand for.
Life at you know, 25 or 20 looks markedly different from life at 30 or 35, where you may have a marriage, a family, responsibilities, you know, feeling like you're really well into your life. That can mean that what's important is very different than what somebody who is 20 or 25, who may be activated by the adrenaline rush of being involved mm-hmm. in a presidential campaign. Are you seeing any of that in the younger members of the party who are working either for Bernie Sanders or for Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, absolutely. If you recall, you know, it's been 8 years since we had the chance as Democrats to really select our party's nominee for president. So this is 8 years in which younger peers of mine have been unable to voice their opinions on where they think the Oval Office, what those values and goals should be espoused. And I think that's one of the reasons why so many young people are excited about this coming election on both sides. It's I don't know if there's any sort of hard data or polling that I'm aware of. I think this weekend is going to be largely dictated by turnout. It's, again, this Saturday at 1 p.m., but what does get a lot of young people excited about is the fact that it looks like on the other side of the aisle that all signs point to Republican nominee of Donald Trump. I think for many people of my age group, the values and the aspirations of a candidacy by Donald Trump are not shared by us. And I think we're very excited to get involved in general election, this primary and then the future general election to make sure that the Democratic nominee does make it to the White House.
Even in the GOP, those values that many see espoused by Mr. Trump are not consistent with their own. But it seems as if this is an election that's being driven by against Trump as opposed to for someone else.
Well, I feel that I'm very excited about my candidate. I think that many people who are going to be voting for the first time again are very excited. There are folks out there who I think are very noticeably keen to the issues that affect our generation. And many of those things, I think, to young voters are domestic issues. I think a lot of us have been curious about the prospect of our economy, about jobs, about education. And I think both candidates are talking to those issues.
As you talk about those issues, given the fact of what we've seen this morning, what we saw 4 months ago, foreign policy can't be negated or sort of relegated to a far corner. What do you hear when you talk to younger members of the party about foreign policy? Are they, you know, pretty hip to what's going on?
You know, I don't know if those are the issues that have stood out to some of the folks, again, who might be coming out of college or pre-marriage, pre-mortgage. Certainly if those people who have been plugged in and have been watching the debates, and I hope that many of my millennial generation fellows have been watching these debates, but I do think they certainly feel that they may have learned something and that this is a worthy part of the conversation, obviously. But outside of the debates, I don't know if there's a lot of activity surrounding foreign policy for either candidate. And that's just by kind of judging by conversations I have and then just the overwhelming deluge of social media that's playing into this election.
You bring up a point that many of the issues that those in the millennial generation, and really those are sort of two subsets, how they are approaching that has a lot to do with how they feel the effects of whatever may happen, as opposed to kind of concern for what's happening on the world stage. Is that painting with too broad a picture? A paintbrush?
Well, you know, a lot of, I think, if you can just picture yourself as, you know, someone coming out of college or getting your first job, I think the issues of concern to you are going to be, they may not include things like how necessarily our foreign policy or whether we, the price of oil per se. I think that when millennial voters go to vote this year, I hope that they cast their ballot for who they think is the best candidate, but they realize that afterwards, it is important to make sure that our Democratic nominee secures the White House. And unlike, you know, maybe the Republican Party, where I think there are some deep chasms, on the Democratic Party side, I feel that regardless of who we nominate, and that's a very important decision, but whomever we nominate, I hope that all millennials will get behind those folks. And I hope they also realize that beyond these exciting, sexy national races, like for the president of the United States, there are many other races that are just as important in state and local elections. And those are also ways where they can plug in.
There's always the hope that a big, sexy presidential race will get people activated locally. But sometimes we don't really see evidence of that, despite all the hope. Do you?
You know, it's going to be, if you recall, in the Obama years, we did have a higher turnout even during the primary and general election. But when, you know, for those people who are voting for the first time, this is going to be the presidential, the Democratic presidential precinct poll. We're also going to have a primary election in August, and we'll have a general election in November. So this is the third, this is one of three opportunities for them to get involved and vote. And again, this is Saturday at 1 p.m.
We'll look forward to seeing what happens that day. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Takashi Ono is the state representative for District 27, which includes Liliha, Aleva Heights, and Uano. He's a former third grade teacher. He also serves as chair of the Hawaii Futures Caucus, which is a bipartisan coalition of legislators under 35.